The South by Southwest Music Festival kicked off today in Austin, Texas. This year, our state will have a strong contingent of artists heading south to showcase their music and hobnob with music industry movers and shakers. Justin Barney is making the trip. He's music director at Radio Milwaukee. I talked to him earlier this week. Justin, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, I think we've all heard of South by Southwest, but it seems like it's this big thing that I'm not entirely clear what all goes on there. Can you give us the brief description of South by Southwest?
Yes, South by Southwest isn't exactly a music festival. At the heart, it's a music and film and tech conference. It's kind of a place where all these industry people go to discover in music, new bands, in film, discover new films, and in tech to discover the latest in tech.
And it started as this thing, what, 30-some years ago, and it's gotten huge, right?
Yeah, it started in 1987 as just this little conference slash music festival in Austin. The people that were setting it up expected like 1,500 people, and 7,000 showed up. So immediately it was a national hit. And, you know, by the year 2014, there were 2,000 bands playing at South By.
And as I understand it, there's like official South by Southwest stuff. There's sanctioned events. Uh-huh. There's also like the off-Broadway part of it where there's tons of other stuff going on in the area at the same time. Is that right?
There are bands playing in the street. There are bands playing in alleys. Most bands play like 14 sets. There are bands that break up at South by because they are just going through too much. It's a wild time.
Now, what's it like to go there and I guess you got to be paralyzed by choice, right? There's so much you could do and you can't see it all.
Oh, it's overwhelming. There's no way that you could possibly see it all. There is like the conference where a lot of the stuff happens. If you have, there's levels of badges, and if you do what you can in there, and then there's like Sixth Street, which is the Wild West. And I mean, there's like all kinds of things to see and experience. You can try to plan as much of it as you want, but a lot of it is just, it's just going to happen to you.
Now, for me, I feel like, yay, this would be fun for a while. And then, I don't know, a day into it or so, I'd be overwhelmed and just want to curl up in a fetal ball in my hotel room or wherever I've managed to find a place to stay.
Most industry people hate it. A lot of people go in dreading it. I've talked to a lot of my friends and other people in record labels and people in bands, and it seems to be this thing that's kind of unavoidable. There's a lot of people that don't want to go but feel like they have to, and there are parts of it that are super exciting, but then there are parts where it's, 1 o'clock in the morning and you've seen 14 shows, you've been on your feet for 20 hours, and you just want to go to bed or get off your feet or do something else.
We are talking about the South by Southwest Music and Other Stuff Festival with Justin Barney from Radio Milwaukee. And Justin, I know you are trying to keep track of Wisconsin artists playing at South by Southwest. Does Wisconsin usually have a strong presence at the festival?
Wisconsin always has a strong presence. You have to be it officially or non-officially. I think in years past, there's been more non-official Wisconsin showcases than official. And this year, Milwaukee and Wisconsin are getting on the map. Webster X has a showcase with NPR. Field Report will be in playing at the actual conference, as will Juicebox and Dramatic Lovers. It's going to be a very productive and official year for Wisconsin, which is super exciting that we're finally getting in the door and booked on official stages.
Let's visit some of those bands now. You mentioned Webster X from Milwaukee. Talk about them and their presence at South by Southwest.
We are so excited for Webster X because he's going to be playing on an official NPR showcase. And that's part of Slingshot. Webster X is an official Slingshot artist. If you're not familiar with Slingshot, it's this initiative through NPR where they're using the power of a couple radio stations to essentially slingshot some artists that are not as well known into more notoriety. And a couple months ago, they came to us and asked us who they should nominate for the Slingshot series. And we said, you got to go with Webster X. He is electricity with a microphone on the stage. He is so fun and exciting to see. And we're excited that he has become part of Slingshot and he's going to be performing officially for NPR. And we could not be more excited for that, for the state and for him.
Let's give a listen to Webster X and Everfeel.
All I know, I claim the real, y'all. Bang, I bang the real. No guns involved, the love is here. Spazzing off the top, I'm so amazed. Ellie's made the beat with
so Justin, this NPR slingshot, I mean, is NPR the road to music stardom?
NPR, I definitely think that it can be. In this age where everything is so stratified and it's kind of all over the place, NPR is a consistent and reliable music curators. They're fantastic gatekeepers, and I think that if I discover a lot of bands personally from NPR, and I think that a lot of other people do too. So we're glad that Webster X is getting in there.
You also mentioned Juicebox. Let's start off with a listen to them, Freaking Out. They're not freaking out. The song title is Freaking Out.
Oh, they're freaking out too.
Count it up so many times, I can't count. They try to pick my style, but yo, that's when I dip. Mental states thought to slip out, but I can't trip out. Jumping out the bed, then I ship out. 29, but I'm 30 in my mind's out. I'm fly, looking in the mirror like who am I? It's Juicebox in this fuck off, but I'm feeling lost, feeling strange, feeling like I'm in the gutter. But I keep on.
That's fun. Justin, tell us about Juicebox.
Juicebox is one of my favorite artists because he's kind of a madman. He is grew up in Mequon here, and he has been doing his thing on like the underground hip hop scene for like 12 years. He's just like a tall, scrawny white guy, and he has this way of performing that's unlike anything else. He's like totally an artist. Frame of mind, and everything that he does is totally uniquely him. He played our 10-year anniversary here. He did like a gorilla street performance in the middle of the street, and it was one of the most fantastic performances I have ever seen. He just has so much energy, and he carries the crowd. He is a wild, wild performer to see.
So don't just listen. Go see him live, you're saying?
Absolutely.
All right, let's move on to Dramatic Lovers. This song is Make Believe.
This is real life, living in a real life world, talking about real things, knowing it's make believe. It was a choice I had to make. I'm giving you space, I'm floating in a place.
So, Dramatic Lovers, tell us about them, Justin.
Dramatic Lovers are a kind of indie rock royalty here in Milwaukee. They're made up of former Milwaukee bands Decibully, The Promise Ring, and Maritime, who were all just darling bands in Milwaukee maybe like 10 years ago. And here they've reformed under Dramatic Lovers. And so it's great to hear and see this music from these musicians, which we have loved in Milwaukee for such a long time. And it's great to see that they'll be playing in Austin.
And then this band is familiar to Central Time listeners. Field Report has performed a couple times just a few feet from where I'm sitting now in our Buck studio. Here's their song. This is one of their newer ones, Never Look Back.
Mm-hmm. I'm all about the day when we cut it all off, where we throw it all away. Forgiveness does not excuse. It just prevents all of the others from destroying you. Never turn around and look back.
And Field Report officially playing at South by Southwest.
Officially playing, going to be in the convention center. Field Report started off playing in bands with Bon Iver and when they were in Eau Claire together, and he's done his own thing. He is living here in Milwaukee. He's going to be releasing his new album, Summertime Songs, on March 23rd, and it's just a fantastic album, all produced here in Milwaukee, and we love Field Report and his music, so thrilled to see him there.
And then a Madison band also going to South by Southwest. Tell us about Trophy Dad.
Trophy Dad are kind of like my dark horse, my little band that I love. They're college rock to the core. So if you like bands like Sandy Alex G, Soccer Mommy, Frankie Cosmos, they are darling, sweet, touching, personal, just really fantastic, and they're going to be playing more than one show in Austin. They're from Madison. They all went to school together there, going to school there.
Here's a listen to one of their songs. I hope I pronounce it right. Louis Sachar?
That's about right.
Trophy dad there. Justin, as you get ready for South by Southwest, are you carefully preparing with a map and a timetable and an app, or are you just going to get there and wing it?
Absolutely not. I am 100% winging it. I wish that I was the kind of person who could be that prepared, but I know it's just one of those things that happens to you. I'm going to see a whole bunch of, my friends down there and bands. And I don't want to miss something that is just going to, pop out and be super cool. So I am winging it pretty hard.
Justin, thanks for joining us, and have a good trip.
Thank you, Rob.
That was Justin Barney, music director at Radio Milwaukee. We were looking at some of the Wisconsin artists who are headed down to Austin, Texas, for the South by Southwest Music Festival. It kicks off today. Coming up, the federal debt is set to increase at record levels. We look at the reasons behind the spike and possible consequences for the economy.